breath of the Lord. I wanted to breathe on me. Oh, I want the breath of the Lord.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a pleasant how do you do. This is your minister of the air, Robert A. Brown, bringing you the news previews of the gospel singing world, bringing to you the mighty singing wonders, singing to you songs of gospel and songs of Zion. And after sitting under these great artists' voice, you will say that surely music has charms, and there must be heaven somewhere. We want to bring before you first Mr. Sammy Henson singing lead on, "Oh Lord, I have no friend like you." Mr. Sammy Henson and the mighty singing wonders.
Well, it's so long.
Oh, Lord.
You know. I don't have
no friend like you.
But if heaven, not my home. Oh, Lord.
Everywhere I go and carrying the gospel, holding up the blood-stained banner for Jesus,
well,
I would feel very much out of place if I didn't ask everyone that's enjoying this program to say amen. Oh, you can say it better than that. You know, when we go to the ballpark and our team is winning, we give out a terrific yell. But you know, it's a funny thing when we start talking about our Savior, the Supreme Being, then we put our head under a bushel basket and say amen. Don't be afraid and ashamed to own him before men, because then he'll be ashamed to own you before his Father in heaven.
Amen.
So let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's better.
Yeah.
I would like to say here, to a little correction of my error, that was Mr. McCutcheon's number. Now we will hear from Mr. Sammy Henson doing "I've Been in the Storm Too Long."
I've been in out here in the storm too long. Talking about.
In the storm,
I've been out here most too long.
Long.
Huh. Oh,
long.
This is what I said. I said, Lordy, oh, Lord, please give me time.
I've been in the storm too long. I've been in the storm.
I get like that, I say to myself, tell you this, you know, when I get a chance to meet my Savior, I want to meet him with a smile. Some people call me northern. I belong to another truth. You know what we do? That's the way of the Christian. Hey, another thing I do. You know I pray every morning. And I pray.
You know, there's a little secret I'll tell you about gospel singers. If you want them to sing and really get the best out of them, get down into it with us. And we will give you what God give us to give you. And in being in the storm too long, it was dark and dreary.
Yeah.
The night was cold and I was shivering. But then I'm kind of like Brother Leroy Cave, who will be featured in this next number along with Sammy Henson. Somebody Touch Me.
I know we have some Christians here this evening. And I believe that somebody know they've been touched. Any of you here this evening that know the Lord have touched you, let me see you wave your hands. That you know you've been touched by God. We're here this afternoon to have a good time.
Amen.
That's what we came all the way from Jacksonville down here to sing for you. Lord, he touched me. I don't know about you, but early one Thursday morning, he touched me. Took my feet out the muck and miry clay and put it on the solid rock and told me to go and he'll go with me. Yeah. Told me to speak and he'll speak for me. And I'm glad about it tonight. That's why I can tell you in my song that said these words. I was shackled by a heavy burden, my Lord. I was beneath a load, guilt and stain. Yes, I was. The hand of Jesus touched me. I'm no longer the same. The reason I can say that, since I met the blessed Savior, he had walked. You know what I'm talking about. I know somebody know this. I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it out through eternity. The reason I say that, tell them sing wonders. Because
he touched me,
my Lord.
Oh,
oh,
he touched me.
Oh, have mercy. Oh,
oh,
oh, oh, what joy.
There was joy that flooded my soul.
Something
happened
detach me,
my Lord.
Oh, oh, detach me.
Oh,
oh, that flood my soul.
Oh,
something
happened.
Well, these fellas are getting a little warmed up now. Look like y'all getting warmed up too. Yes, yes, we're going to have a good time in the Lord. After he touched me, you know, sometime it's a time when you want to be alone. You want to get all by yourself, and you want to tell Jesus all about your troubles. You know, when you tell Jesus about your troubles and tell him any secret that you have in mind, he won't tell anybody else. He'll keep your secrets. And he will help you. That's why we want to say to you, blessed quiet.
Holy
quietness.
What assurance.
What assurance.
Way down in my
soul.
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 Oh,
oh,
stormy
sea.
She. Just like a river, I'm talking about sent the Comforter, oh Lord, had come, oh, be abiding with you. Moan sometimes. When your burden begin to get heavy sometimes, you get full of your own demons. desert and he didn't moan, for he shall be comforted. Lord, have mercy. May the trusting, oh yeah, so long. Say that one more time.
Blessed quietness,
Lord have mercy.
Holy, holy, holy quietness.
I know I have the assurance. You know what? I got it way down in my soul.
In my soul.
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 Oh,
on
the stormy sea.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I'm having a good time today. I really feel good. Let me see your hands. Everybody enjoyed the program so far.
All right.
Ain't the Lord good?
Yeah.
I know he's good to me. For he opened doors when doors were closed in my face so many times. I don't mind singing for him. Huh? Let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah.
Say yeah. Let the church roll on. Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
We just roll on, church.
And let the church roll on.
We got some people in the church.
Oh, my Lord.
And they just won't do right.
Oh, my
you're gonna
what you gonna do, Brother K?
We got some people in the church won't do right. We want you to do something about it. Some of the members. So you got to do something about them and they ain't doing right.
All people in church supposed to be doing
supposed right. To do right. That's all. Supposed and they ain't doing right.
But what did you say about them?
I said if they ain't doing right, I don't know what they're doing. I said you got to do something for them.
Have them up and turn them out.
Let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let it roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Just roll on, church.
Let the church roll on.
We got some priests in the church.
Oh, my Lord.
And they won't.
I ain't talking about the preacher. The head.
Oh, I said if
and
they ain't doing right.
And then he's a
right,
big
Reverend,
man, too.
I said if you ain't doing right. I ain't saying nothing about
250?
You. I said if you ain't doing right, Reverend. Good God, I'm about to get in some trouble here now. Talking about that man. Hey, God. I said if he ain't doing right, brother. You do something for him, he ain't doing right. Come on, do something for him.
I know that's right. Write a check and pay him off.
Let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let it roll.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Just roll on, church.
And let the church roll on.
We got some sisters in the church.
Oh, my Lord.
And it raised it to.
Now he's going to talking about the sisters. And you know what he said? He said they dressed too short. I said if they dressed too short. I ain't said they dressed were too short. You do something for the sisters.
I don't know what you got in mind, but you better let the sisters alone.
I know that's right, too.
All right, Reverend. Hey, man, I'm going to leave them alone. Better do a little something for them. I ain't going to mess with them too hard. If they're not doing right. I'm going to say the dress is too short.
Cut the stitch and drop the hem.
Let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let it roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
We got some sisters in the church.
Oh, my Lord.
And the lips, too.
Again?
Lips. Lips, lips.
He said that lips too red this time.
If the lips too red. I didn't say your lips were too red. I said if it's too red, do something for them. That's the only thing I said. Don't get me in no trouble. Now, I got a long way from Jacksonville. I can't walk way back to Jacksonville. Yes, I said if the lips are too red, brother. If it's the truth of the letter. Do something for them.
You got a man want to run us out the park already.
That's right. I know that's right. Man already got us in trouble. I better go ahead and do something for them sisters for the last time.
Now, nice as the ladies looking out there now. What have you got to say about them now?
I know they're looking good. I ain't saying nothing about them. I said the lips, if the lips too red, what you going to do about it? If.
Soap and water will wash it off.
Let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Just roll on.
Let the church roll on.
If the deacon in the church,
my Lord,
and he won't do right,
oh my Lord,
tell him what we gonna do.
Deacon now. Talking about a deacon now.
Talking about me. I'm a deacon.
Uh-oh. Talking about you. You deacon now. What about it? What about it, Deborah K? The deacon now. If you ain't doing right. If you're doing right, you ain't got nothing to worry about. He's a deacon now. What you
going to
say
about it? You got to do something good for me.
Very good.
Tell her what you're going to do for him.
Take the deacon off the boat and put the boat on the deacon.
And let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, let the church roll on.
Just roll on, church.
And let the church roll on.
You just let the
church roll on.
Is everyone having a good time? As Miss Doris Dine was telling you, that the whole state of Florida can look up to Jacksonville, Florida for gospel singing. And we are planning on dedicating this gospel singing reunion to the First Lady of Gospel Song, Miss Ethel Devenport Bannister. And there are so many, many names that I can name that contributed to gospel singing in Jacksonville. Thinking about the late Otis Jackson, who wrote Why You Like Roosevelt and What a Time, telling the story of World War II. Now, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. But some of you remember World War II and how it started, and some of you don't. And to the ones that don't know how it started, I'm going to attempt to sing one of the songs that Otis Jackson wrote about World War II, What a Time. And And I'm going to ask the singing wonders to help me. Well, what a time,
my Lord.
What a time,
my Lord.
Oh, what a time,
great God Almighty.
Well, oh, what a
time.
We'll have a time.
Oh, my Lord.
What a time.
Oh, my
what a time. It is 1941 when the Second World War had just begun. Hitler from Berlin stretched out his paw. He brought the European nations into war. But Hitler himself went out to plan in a dreadful place they call a no man's land. He told his men that you need not fear, because of me myself will be the engineer. But I have a little patience, let me tell you the news. The first thing he done, he put out all the Jews. The next thing he done to the European land, he bought all the small nations under his command. And then he and France, they began to fight. He took a beautiful Paris late one night. Old Great Britain, she got trouble in mind. She went to forcing her men up on the firing line, crying, oh, what a time.
Oh, my Lord.
What a time.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, well, what a time.
Great God Almighty.
Oh, what a time. And then old Japan with a sharp eye, pretend she's